Today on You're Buying a Home with Silas Lindenstein, we're talking about 10 things you need to know the age of when buying a house. Hello, everybody, and welcome to You're Buying a Home with Silas Lindenstein. I am your host, Silas Lindenstein. Welcome to episode number 43, 10 things you need to know the age of when buying a house. For those of you joining us for the first time, my name is Silas Lindenstein. I am a real estate agent in the Seattle, Washington area. But don't worry, even if you're not from Seattle, this podcast is still for you. This podcast is all about educating and empowering home buyers all over the nation. I give you the step-by-step process to buying a home, in particular, the first 10 episodes of this. Just go back to the beginning if that's what you're looking for. If you want the first 10 steps of buying a home, that process from deciding to buy to closing, that's the first 10 episodes. After that, we get into little different strategies. We get into different topics around home buying to help educate you and enhance your knowledge before you buy a little bit sooner. But those first 10 episodes are kind of key. Now, if you want this in print form, I do have a free ebook. It's free, no cost to you. All I ask is for you to email me and ask if you could tell me maybe where you're from, trying to get an idea. At some point, I'm going to try to do a state-specific ebook. I don't have that yet, but I want to see where everyone's listening, where people want this knowledge, and you know, maybe I'll add in a thing for per state for each one at some point. I can't promise, but I'd like to. But just tell me where you're from. Email me at silas@silasgetsreal.com. Again, that's silas@silasgetsreal.com. And if you're in the Seattle, Washington area, greater Seattle, Tacoma, Marysville, Bellevue, anywhere in those areas, go ahead. I'd love to help you out. I am currently taking buyers still. Again, silas@silasgetsreal.com. I'd love to help you out. If not, I'd love to refer you. And heck, even if you need a lender in another state, I have a great network of lending partners that in almost every, I think pretty much every state now, I have somebody. So if you need a recommended lender, you know, if you've listened to the episodes, I say, you know, a local one is really good too. You may have an agent suggest one to you. But if you're starting from scratch, I definitely have people that I've worked with and I love, and I'd love to have them help you out. So that's it. That's it. And of course, would really appreciate it if you could go to Apple Podcasts and give a 5-star review. That would help us out in the rate. Last year, we were number 13 on Apple Podcasts, and now our ratings have dropped a bit. And I think it's partly I've not put out a bunch of episodes as much. Also, need people leaving those reviews, and then other people can find the show as well. So please go on there and leave a review. I'd really appreciate it. Okay. Apple Podcast. But let's get on to this episode, shall we? This episode, 10 things you need to know the age of when buying a home. Now, the reason this is important is I think it's good to sort of, when you go into a home, estimating the how long things are going to last there. So you can kind of budget out what you're going to need down the road or know what are immediate needs, especially as you walk in and look at them and go, how old is that? Now, granted, there certainly, you maintain something well, it's going to last longer. It will depend on brands of things that you buy. It will depend on installers, right? It depends on a lot of factors. So I'm just giving you like a rough estimate. And when you need to start looking at it a lot closer or paying attention to it. And certainly I've lived in homes where if I've had a washing machine that lasted, that was clearly 20 plus years old and it was fine. It kept going. Had to replace things, sure, as it's going to get some repairs done. But it doesn't mean that I necessarily have to replace it. Just know it's probably not working at peak efficiency. And for some things, that's going to mean, you know, it's costing you dollars. And at some point, you're going to want to replace it. So Okay, basically, this is what I want. I don't want you to hear me tell you a year of something, how long it takes, and then you to message me later saying I was wrong. Look, it depends on the device. That's my disclaimer. It really depends. So these are ballpark numbers to keep in mind. Okay. And of course, yeah, I didn't even think about location. Location of where you are is going to matter. Like here in the Northwest, we have water, a lot of water, and it's going to affect how long certain things on the outside last. And I'm sure in Arizona, where it beats down on the sun and you're running your air conditioner all the time, that's going to take down some years. But here we go. These are the 10 things that I think are the most important, not in particular order, but number one, the roof. According to this, and I should say this, let's see, I found this little meme from Florida realtors that gathered the data together for this, and I'm also going to include some of my own knowledge. Number one, the roof. They estimate, they put 20 years as a roof. Now, I've heard 30 years. Roofs are usually 25 to 30 years. But here's where I would agree with this. At about 20 years, it's probably when you need to start looking at it heavily, at examining it, checking for leaks, especially looking in your attic, seeing, is there anything going on here? Maybe shingles coming loose a little bit. At about the 20-year mark, it start looking. Maybe, you know, maybe the 18 years. So, like, if you get to a house and the roof is 10 years old, I'm not even worried. It's a 10-year roof, fine. Because honestly, most people don't even stay in their home 10 years. But in 10 years, you're going to have so much equity in that home. It doesn't matter. You'll be able to use that to get the roof done if you need to. Yeah, so I would say, I put it at 25 to 30, but 20 years, start looking at it. Furnaces. Number two, furnaces. 15 to 18 years. Now, again, I have definitely been in homes with furnaces that were going on 25 years. They are big, they are bulky, and they are loud. Okay. I will say this, they don't make things like they used to. That's not just an expression. They literally don't. They made things a lot better before. They made things to last a really long time. And of course, yeah, if you're in Arizona, you may not use a furnace as much as I do up here, or if you're in Alaska. But the ballpark is a 15 to 18 years for a furnace. You want to extend it past that? Well, I mean, you should anyway. You should get a service contract and have people maintaining it once a year, come out, do a little tune-up on it, make sure it's running at peak efficiency. Do that, right? If you're not on I would recommend a service contract for a lot of reasons, like you need to, your priority when it breaks down, you'll get in, people will get in there to fix yours. So about 15 to 18 years, you want to be prepared that you might need to replace it. So, and there's details you can get into about furnaces, whether you actually need whether a 90% furnace or a 95% furnace is worth the cost efficiency wise, and whether it's gas or electric and so many different things, but generally 15 to 18 years. Air conditioning. Number three, air conditioning. Air conditioners. 10 to 15 years. Actually much lower than I expected. And I certainly see older ones than that. Here in the Northwest, again, I'm not running that probably 9 months of the year for sure. Right? But you're, 10 to 15 years. So they don't last super long. I think probably I see more 15-year ones, 15 to 20. So just know that. Going in, depending where you are. And of course, if you're in Arizona, you want to be getting that checked regularly, right? Where you are depends upon how badly you need that checked and worked on. And again, service them. Service these things if you want them to last to the max. Dishwasher. Number four, dishwasher. 9 years. That's surprising because I've definitely seen washers from the 50s in homes. Now, these new ones, they all have motherboards, and if you are getting Miele or Bosch, if you're getting German, and yeah, these brands that are very good. Miele are some of the quietest dishwashers you will get. And of course, if you have a family of five or a family of two, right? How much are you running this? But Miele cost a lot to both repair. Also, they should last longer. Stuff from Europe tends to last longer, I've noticed. But if it goes bad, it's bad quick because they have computers in them now. But they estimate, yeah, about 9 years for a dishwasher. So don't break the bank on it, man. You might have to replace it sooner than you thought. Parts in there are also a little more brittle. Just so you don't do service checks on that. So just on yourself, you know, I'm sure there's a little maintenance thing in the when you buy it. There's probably a maintenance thing on what you're supposed to be looking at. Just keep it clean, take care of it, and it'll last for you. Number five, exterior paint. Exterior paint lasts about 15 years. So every 15 years, you probably want to get paint on that at least. I mean, I'd start inspecting at 10. You'll notice things. You'll start noticing fading on one side. And, you know, I think it's pretty, you know, 15 years is good because whether it's water or sun, that is damaging. And you might get one side that gets worse. Painting is really important because it keeps out insects and it keeps out water, right? So insects and bugs, you want to keep away from eating the exterior. Yeah, you can have vinyl, but you don't want to get them in there. So 15 years, give it a good paint. I think you can go quick. You know, people, painting your house is one of the greatest expressions you can have. I've done it myself to my house once. I will never do that again. Did that a couple of years ago. And one, it'll be fine for years. It lasts, if you do it by hand, let me tell you, hand lasts a lot longer than spray. But it's a lot of work. And I probably would pay someone to do it now because they can do it in a day. My size house can be done in a day. Took me many weekends slowly doing this section by section. And having kids does not help speed along that process. I'll tell you that. Number six, water heater. Oh, now this is an important one. Very important water heaters. This article here said 12 years. Now, I see mostly, I've always heard 15 to 20. However, what I would be looking at is after you think it's about 10 years old to keep an eye on it. After 12 years, and this I looked this up online. After 12 years, your water heater is on borrowed time. Okay, let me say this again. After 12 years, your water heater is on borrowed time. You want to make sure that you, and partly it depends on where it's located. A lot of people have water heaters in their house, in a laundry room, sometimes off the kitchen. Those water heaters, you must preemptively change them out. Or at least I would highly recommend that. Water heaters can, there's two ways water heaters can fail. One, they can just start dripping a little bit. However, a more common method of water heaters breaking and showing they're about to is to completely empty one day. Just out of nowhere, it will just empty all over. Now, if your water heater is in your kitchen or your, you know, living room or somewhere, laundry room, somewhere in the house that you care about, you will likely have a lot of water damage because that's, a lot of people have 25 to 30 or 50 gallon water heaters. That's a lot of water at once to let in on your kitchen. Okay. So You want to get that done ahead of time. So if mine was in, say, the kitchen, and it was 15 years old, I'd probably just change it out right then, even without any signs. Just be preemptive on that. Now, if it's in your basement or garage, it depends. But I'll just say this. I'm less worried. If I don't keep stuff out there that I care about, if it's just a cement floor, I'd probably personally, and I'm not saying you should do this, but I might wait till it shows some signs, till it's not heating up as well as it used to. Yeah, I mean, and that's just me, because I'm like, so be aware, though, if you end up, it's going to take the time to get one in. So could be a day, could be a week. It depends on supply chains, depends on, you know, what's happening at that point. But you should be able to replace one relatively quick. Now, another option, if you do have to replace one, you can go with a tankless heater. That's a big thing now. It warms it up. Now, it takes a little bit longer to get it warm to start. However, once it starts, it's like instantaneous, like after that, within, you know, the first few minutes. So a tankless heater fails and it just breaks. There's not a lot. It's just not working. And so there's not a ton of water to dump out, because it's basically heating water as it goes through rather than filling up a tank. They're cheaper long run for most people. So if you're in a new house and it needs change, just go. I mean, I would probably go with the tankless one right away, so that I never really have to worry about this busting of it through. If you're not going to be, if it's your house that you're going to be there only like 5 years, I probably wouldn't get one. They're much more expensive than a regular water heater. But long run, because they don't have to constantly keep refilling the tank with water to have heat and ready for you, they're much cheaper. Number 7, decks. Decks on a house last about 10 to 15 years. And of course, this is going to matter how much you're maintaining it. If you're, how many years do you go in between staining it? How many years do you go in between painting it? What are you doing out there? How often? How much does it rain on there? How hard does it be? Yeah, a lot of things. But the average one lasts about 10 to 15 years before you start needing to maybe make some wood replacement, because ultimately it is just wood sitting out in the elements all the time. So, you know, keep an eye on it. And codes change for it too. That's to be something to be aware of, is they used to not care how far the gaps were between the, you know, on the sort of the fancy part of a deck. Now you got to have them close together so that a kid can't squeeze their head through. You don't want toddlers falling off of your deck. That's a no thank you. So 10 to 15 years, so you're looking at, but I also do feel like decks are something that are clear, a little more obvious. Like, I think I need a new deck. This is not working. But when you're buying, try to find out when that was made. And if it was from the last owner, ask if it was permitted. Do they have a permit? Did it get, or was that Uncle Fester that did a permit, that built it for them? Number 8, washing machine. Washing machines, average about 10 years. And I will say, in my experience, yeah, I'm so many years old, I've bought about that many washing machines. Yeah, about 10 years. And then the new ones just seem like amazing. And I will recommend, you don't need the fancy ones. They are so easy to sell us on. Oh, I want this feature and this feature. Oh, look at all the 20 features. Those things also require a lot of maintenance. When they break a lot more often, because there's motherboards involved. Places with old washers, I mean, man, oh my gosh. If you can have an old washer from the 60s, those things were awesome, and they just keep on going. The replacement parts, as long as they got replacement parts, they're less expensive. You could almost fix it. Personally, I top loaders versus side loaders. Top loaders are more energy efficient. Side loaders are more energy efficient. However, they can stink a little if you don't You gotta open up your, gotta open up that washing machine. Keep it dry. Don't leave your clothes there for 20 days. Ugh. But yeah, about 10 years. Number 9, dryers. They last about 13 years. They tend to last a little bit longer. Most people buy and sell them, you know, at the same time, get a new set. So, but dryers tend to last a little bit longer. They only have one function, and they don't deal with water. So when you don't deal with water, you're always better. Number 10, refrigerator. The average refrigerator lasts about 13 years. I've definitely had them a lot longer than that. But the average refrigerator lasts 13 years. And again, they're becoming more electronic now. More components, probably looking at that. So don't be surprised if you need a new one. And here's an interesting element. Here's an interesting thing. I've discovered that whether homes come with a refrigerator are very much regional. In the Seattle area, I would never expect a home not to have a refrigerator. It's happened. I've come into some and have been like, that's weird. However, in other parts of the country, I guess it's common in Texas. If you're from Texas, tell me if this is true or not. People kind of expect you to want your own refrigerator. So you bring your own and you take your own when you leave. But they think you want to bring your own refrigerator. I don't understand this. But I've heard it's very common down there that a home does not have a refrigerator. And not out of just being cheap, they just think that you would want to pick your own. So if you're from Texas, let me know. I don't know if this is true. That's fascinating. Fascinating to me. Anyway, that's my list. A couple of things that I thought were kind of funny on this list, though. I'll tell you, toilets will last a lifetime. A lifetime. Yeah, toilets just takes a lot to break a toilet. Apparently, they just keep going and going. It's one of the greatest technologies, I think. It says kitchen sink, enamel coated. Well, usually lasts 5 to 15 years. I was like, 5 to 10 years. I'm like, what? I've never changed a kitchen sink. Wood or stone flooring, 100 years. Wow. That's pretty impressive. Driveway asphalt, 15 to 20 years. No, you never want to do it either if it's not working, because it's, they're expensive. And if anytime you need, yeah, I have to do my asphalt, my driveway. It's kind of, I don't even want to touch it. I don't want to deal with it. It's too much of a problem. Windows, 15 to 20 years. Yeah, it's a, that's 15 to 30 years. That's a gap. Windows, you know, if you need them replaced, right? If you got energy efficient ones, they're probably fine, right? Probably be fine. But I think more people get like somebody threw baseball into it and need to replace it, or the seal fails in it. And it's not even worth, costs so much to get a window person out. It's not worth fixing until you replace windows. Anyway, still toilet, most fascinating thing. Lifetime. Folks, that's the program. That's it for today. Thank you so much for tuning in to You're Buying a Home with Silas Sundenstein. Again, I was your host, Silas Sundenstein, with Boutique Brokerage here in the Seattle, Washington area. And if you're out here in Seattle, Washington, please give me a call or email me at silas@silasgetsreal.com. And I'd love to help you out. And if not, and again, if you need an agent in another area somewhere in the country, please email me, silas@silasgetsreal.com. I got 15, 20 people into homes last year, and I've got 4 people right now currently in escrow that listen to this program and are buying a home. And many have wrote and told me they would not have been able to do this without this podcast. And that makes me feel so good. So folks, thank you so much for listening. I'm Silas Lindenstein. Happy home shopping.